This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. And today, we're talking to the CEO, Kate Gillan. Hi, Kate.
G'day.
So we're talking about what's happening at Otway Health generally and specifically around the practice and doctors.
Is that that's right.
Generally
yeah.
what's happening yeah. with our health check today?
So Apollo Bay Medical Centre, we've got a new team of doctors arriving this week, and so we've got actually five.
Five doctors?
We have got, yeah. So as we talked about last year, we've moved into a GP training program, and so that means that they are trained and they're practicing doctors, and they've chosen GP as their specialist as a specialty area, and so we're participating in supporting them to get their specialist GP qualification. So that means that they then become a fellow of the College of GPs.
Okay, so they're doctors learning the particular skills associated with and associated with not just being GPs but rural GPs.
That's right. Yeah,
and there's some particular challenges around that.
There is, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they've got the privilege of working in rural sector, and I think it's one of the best kept secrets anywhere. It's exciting, it's interesting, it's varied. You get to see the outcomes of your work and have a real impact in where you live and enjoy being part of that community.
Yeah, you get to meet the people, not just the patients.
Yeah, that's really. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, that's terrific. So yeah. So that's a lot of people. That's from one or one and a half doctors.
That's right.
So suddenly we have five. Have you got plenty of space for them? And
so two of those doctors are supporting us for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Jessica Russell is a GP supervisor, and mm-hmm. she's supporting Dr. Denise Ruth to establish that GP training program. And in that first 6 weeks, they need really good support to ensure that they've got good orientation and that they get a real feel of as to how GP practices work and an orientation with their training organisation. And so once that 6 weeks has settled, then two of those GPs will head off to do some travel. And we'll have then a really solid team of permanent GPs, and so we'll have five in that team.
Wow! And there's some new booking arrangements.
Yeah, so you can go online bookings.
Yeah,
and so that can happen through the website, which is Apollo Bay. You just Google Apollo Bay Medical Centre, and you'll see the website. And there's also an app. So it's actually the app is HotDoc, and you can download the app and book straight through that way, or you can go online and book on the website. And you can actually see all of the sessions and pick what suits you and which doctor, and also read a little bit about the particular areas of interest for the doctors.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's a great service. But for those who are still not comfortable making online bookings, we can still phone and or just drop in and make a booking. It's not a problem.
All the usual ways. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
And you had a tea talk yesterday.
We did have a tea talk yesterday. So we have our community advisory committee, and they meet five times a year or six times a year. Mm-hmm. And what we've got in place now is that before the community advisory committee meeting, we have a community lunch. Mm-hmm. And so we had a number of people come to that lunch and then on to the meeting. And then also a separate tea talk as well. So that's an opportunity for people to book in to talk to, was the board chair yesterday, so Nick Selkeld and myself and a few community members. So sometimes it's just general questions and wanting to know a bit more or looking for a service to grow, or it might be a particular question about the amalgamation discussion that was announced end of November. Mm. And that conversation continues on The board has been at the market throughout summer and had lots of interest, between 5 and 20 people each week.
That's
just
great.
Just coming up and asking all sorts of different things and having some conversation.
And the whole process is continuing at a pace? I mean,
So that's moving along. And as the board was saying in their communications, the minister has to be satisfied that any proposal has an actual additional benefit to all the communities, so that there's no decrease in any services, there's only anticipated increase in services. So that has to be demonstrated to the minister before they would sign off any proposal at all.
And demonstrated to the community.
That's right, So that's an important part of the discussion.
So what are some of the key extras, do you think?
I mean, some of the key
extra benefits of the amalgamation, do you think?
So a really important part of the board's reasoning is about the amount of resource or dollars that go into what we call compliance. So that's making sure you know, we're doing all of our quality processes and our government reports and all of those sorts of things. And both boards have seen an increase in the percentage of their budget that's going into corporate costs or administration costs, those compliance things that really don't add to services for the communities. And so really the anticipation is that if we combined that back of house function and did everything once, then we could free up funds. And there's a whole series of services that...
So even though it's over two sites, you'd have one group of people checking that the handrails are all secure and that the smoke alarms work and a whole lot of other more sophisticated things that need to be ticked off.
Yeah.
People are trained effectively for their, you know, all that stuff.
And so the types of services that, you know, there's lots of services that we could, that all the communities could benefit more from. And, you know, some of those things are services that we can't possibly provide at the moment, but that we know that we could introduce with freeing up some budget around that.
So, and then the combination of freeing up the budget and sharing staff over two different sites that are just really up the road from each other would also make more services available.
So the most recent additional service that we're just introducing in the last couple of weeks is a dietitian, and she happens to live in Kennet River, so that's perfect. And she's working a day at Lawn and a day here, and she's fabulous. So we're really fortunate to have that, and we were able to provide enough hours for that to be of real interest to her. So there's another example of something we can do together to add expertise and resources to our services.
Yeah, and the beefing up of the medical practice is clearly a benefit to the community.
And we know that that's one of the most important services that the community needs. This is about, you know, keeping well and staying well, having really good access to that, you know, the GP services and the wider group as well. So our podiatrists and physios and all of that wider group. And that's really about, you know, optimising our health and avoiding ending up in hospital.
Yes, well, we all want to avoid avoid that.
Yeah.
And there are also lots of... lots of big and exciting plans going forward about the buildings and all that kind of stuff. We might give ourselves a break, play some music, and come back and talk some more. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
This is 3ABR. It's the first health check for the year, the Otway Health Check, and they'll be happening every fortnight at 11 o'clock from here on in.
Talking about the big leg mamas, now they're back in style again. And two and three and four. Talking about the big leg mamas, now they're back in style again. You ain't had no real good loving till you've been loved by one of them. Well, mama, papa told me, son, you better shout. one that you got, she gonna knock you out. Big leg mama nanny, back in style again. I said, damn, your fat man is back in style again. You ain't had no real good loving till you been loved by one of them. She the kind of woman, drink a coffee in a great big cup kind of woman. They say, none of loving her big, big leg mamas, they dress up back in style again. I said, them heart-shaped booties back in style again. You ain't had no juicy Lucy dream and love by one of them. She gon' knock you, gon' roll you. Man won't try to control you. Talk about the big leg, mama, naughty, back in style again. I said, them big butt beauties back in style again. You ain't had no real good loving to you, man, love by one of them. Well, she won't not make you shop, she won't make you beg. But she stand up and shake her hooters like a soft boiled egg. Big leg mama, that back in style again. I said, them big leg, them leg, them big leg, them mama, back in style again. You ain't had no real good loving till you been loved by one of them. Try to get me some WD-40 and all my springs. My back is made of whalebone, I'm gonna make you sing. Big, big leg, mama, that back in style again. Talking about them leg, big leg, them leg, them leg, them leg, them leg, them leg, them leg, mama, back in style again. You ain't had no real good love until you been a woman. Hammer time. Big leg mama, nanny back in style again. Size 14, 16, 18, 22, back in style again. I said big butt braces back in style again. You ain't had no real good loving till you been loved by one of them. Talking about the big leg mama, nanny back in style again. Talking about them short fat fannies back in style again. You ain't had no ring of love until you been loved by one of them. You ain't had no ring of love until you been one of them. You ain't had no ring of love until you been one of them.
You're listening to 3ABR. What is it? You're listening to 3ABR. What is it? You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio. If your car is sick, Apollo Bay Auto Care will give it a fix. But if you want to keep it running well and reduce the chances of breakdowns, phone and book ahead for a regular service and check. And if there's something you think that just needs a little look, call ahead and book Apollo Bay Auto Care in Oak Street. No matter what the make or model, they really do give a...
the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Continuous operation for over 70 years. We've got a fishing fleet here that is still fishing to this day. Fresh catch straight off the boat.
It's a massively quaint harbour on a working harbour. Fishermen coming in, fish coming in. Most amazing view.
You can still go up to the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Co-op and get fresh seafood straight off the boat. Something you can't really do anywhere else in Victoria. We are the home of Southern Rock Lobster.
Yep. What we've got coming in at the moment, we've got whole snapper, we've got whole blue eye, we've had a very good mixture of shark, we've got scallops.
That's seafood, isn't it? It's all about seasonality and freshness. But fish comes off the boats and it goes straight into one end of the co-op and it comes out the other end of the co-op for you. But we might have everything from flounder to, you know, blue eye to velvet crabs to octopus. You know, we'll sell what we get, and it's all coming straight off the boats.
The new cooked menu.
We've launched a new menu. We're trying to get as much fresh food out onto special fish that's come off the boat and into the kitchen and onto your plate.
The Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
What is marawan?
Ha! How long is a piece of string?
Huh?
Well, it's a place for community groups to meet.
A community house.
A place to learn new skills.
Ah, a classroom then.
A place to use the computer and print.
It's an office then.
A place to find all the healthy living resources you need.
Ah, a healthy living information hub.
And a place where you can make things happen.
Ah, it's an incubator.
Marawan, whatever else you call it, it's yours to use however suits you best.
Drop in to 6 Pengilly Avenue and say g'day. Marawan Community House. Stay.
Sally Forrester would be very happy to see you at Marawan. And, of course, Marawan is a kind of, why would you describe it? A sister of Otway Health, or
that's right. So we work in together, but really the whole purpose of Community House is about being led and used as the community wants to develop it.
Yeah,
that's a great model.
Yeah, and it's sister. It's actually enabled by Otway Health because it would be. Yeah, because all the back end is done.
Yeah, that's right.
You look so after all the boring stuff.
Yeah. But you've got that, Sally is the coordinator to pull it all together and create something. It could be really exciting.
Absolutely. So we're chatting now about, futures so you've got big ideas about buildings and things at Otway Health.
Yeah. Well, services is the most we've been talking about.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
We've just been talking about workforce and how we've got a great team of GPs that are all starting this week. And so we'll have that that workforce that we've been really needing to have that established for quite some time. And then that sort of leads us to, well, what are the services that are really important to the community? And there's all sorts of types of clinics and specialty areas, perhaps visiting specialists that people would really like to see. It might be related directly to medicine. It might be, you know, more an allied health service like physio or dentistry. But these are the sorts of things that we're certainly doing some planning around and wanting to talk to the community about what their priorities are and how we can then make that happen over time.
So off the top of my head, I would think that skin is important because we're all outdoors a lot.
Yeah.
Movement for older bones is really important because we all want to keep moving, but lots of us are challenged with arthritic stuff.
Yeah.
Diabetes is a nationally important, you know, like that's a huge issue. And the teeth.
There's a whole area around surf health and so this is surf medicine, and this is it's around musculoskeletal issues that happen with those types of sport. Your skin, as you've said, looking after your skin really well.
And your eyes, of course, too, when you're out, particularly if you're on the boat or wherever.
That's right, yep. And in our cold southern waters, it's the surfer's ear.
Need
to be on top of that.
Yeah.
So there's certainly, expertise around those sorts of areas and growing those clinics in those areas. Women's health is really critical.
So as things settle and the new practice is more organised, and the group comes together and ultimately amalgamates and gets the benefit of the size, really, then you'll be talking to people about the kinds of extra services that they would like to see more readily available here.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah.
So more tea talks.
Yeah, so much more, I guess, that's where you, I think, get really good decision-making when you're all talking about what the community perceives as their interests and their needs, and it becomes, I guess, much more of a shared decision-making process.
Yeah.
And some things you can do pretty quickly, and some things take a bit of a longer time. One of the important things we were talking about is that we'll probably need more space.
Yes.
And so that's really important part of our planning is to get a purpose-built area, space that is still alongside or on site for urgent care and that support. But has that space for our needs at the moment, but also as we grow.
And the tea talks generally are really establishing an easy dialogue for people with Otway Health, aren't they?
Yeah. There's probably a few different ways that we can get input from the community about services, and so we might be good to survey and also have a bit some focus group opportunities as well. We're always, there's in the news sheet every week, there's the email addresses of where people can just drop an idea.
Yep.
And we talk to our community advisory committee about how they reckon we should go and talk to people as well.
Yes, the community advisory committee is important, and it's a great place, if you have an issue. Well, if you have an issue, you can pick up the phone and ask to speak to Kate.
Yeah, you can. There's a hotline to me.
Anytime you like.
Yep, and emails as well.
Yeah.
So the message will definitely get through, and we'll contact.
Hear what's happening.
And
respond.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And any dreaming at all about buildings and things? Is there a kind of...
As far as the practice goes?
Well, as far as the whole Otway Health goes.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that the board has been looking at is how do we look at the various properties that Otway Health owns around Apollo Bay and make sure that that those buildings are fit for our needs, not just now, but also as we've got growing needs. And so then we need to make some decisions about property. And the board's very keen to ensure that there's communication and so on, and some input from the community as well. So that will be coming up probably in the next couple of months. And then there'll be I think a much more longer-term vision about how those buildings meet the long-term needs as the service grows.
Yeah. And a timeline around amalgamation and creating new entities and things, what do you have an expectation about that?
Yeah, so a 1 July timeline is what we'd be working toward. The communication has really been about, this is a ministerial decision, so that proposal will be considered over the coming months, and if that all comes together, then we could be moving forward at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
However, the planning and the development around Apollo Bay itself goes on regardless.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can't stand still.
Absolutely not.
And so, there's lots of needs. We've had a really exciting time in 2018, I think, really working with the staff and creating a stronger internal organisation. And so it's really, I think, in a good space to be able to take on new challenges, and particularly around service delivery. That's what we're there for. And it needs to be targeted at what the needs are and being able to deliver those.
Well, we're in for an exciting year, I'm sure, all around, and perhaps a fresh federal government.
Yeah.
Which might be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we look forward to continuing to share the news on Otway Health Checks, and let's both look forward to a good
thanks
year.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for yours. Kate Gillen, who is the boss at Otway Health. This is the Otway Health Check, and this is 3ABR.